Pratolini's Hardware and Garden Stores brings you Garage Logic Podcast number 1,304.
Five.
May, kids will be swimming any day. You know that. And if you own a lake home or you have the old swimming hole out back with the rope swing with the tire on the end of it, you got to get a hold of my friends at Aquaside. They've been keeping swimming beaches and swimming areas free of weeds and algae for more than 60 years with products made right in White Bear Lake. Products are easy to use, they work quickly, and they're registered with the EPA and DNR. They're safe. Don't let weeds overtake your lake or pond this summer. Call Aquaside, describe exactly what you think the problem is, what you're looking at. They'll help you identify the problem, and your place is going to look great all summer long. Call Aquaside at 1-800-328-9350 or go to aquaside.com.
Hail the Flashlight King.
Hail you!
And now, from the mayor's office above the boathouse on the east shore of Spoon Lake, it's Garage Logic with Chris Reavers manning Technology Corner, Kenny Olson from the Krabby Coffee Shop, John Hite in the newsroom, and of course, the rookie. Here is your Flashlight King, Fireworks Commissioner, and the Keeper of Common Sense, your mayor, Joe Soucheray.
Well, yes, it is a best of Garage Logic as the crew heads to Target Field for the Garage Logic Town Council Target Field takeover. Reavers here in the GL Podcast Studios. I just saw the mayor moments ago as he's heading off. Godspeed to Tom, building services guy, for giving Joe a ride to and from the ballgame. But without any further ado, I do bring you the best of Garage Logic. And a couple of things to tend to before we get going here. A couple of days from now, we're looking pretty good for the garage door opener, and we want to thank Precision Garage Door of the Twin Cities for sponsoring this year's garage door opener. It's looking pretty good. My phone says 72 degrees this Friday, and boy, how festive will that be. So once again, thank you so much for the relationship and for sponsoring the garage door opener to our great friends at Precision Garage Door of the Twin Cities. You can find them online at precisiondoormn.com, and we thank them for sponsoring that event. But without any further ado, Joe mentioned loyal GLer, sports talk listener, and devout Minnesota Timberwolves fan, Cindy. And we heard her laugh yesterday. How about this, GLers? Not only is Cindy still with us, she's still a listener. I got an email from Nancy, and I want to share that with you. And I think Joe might end up reading this again tomorrow, but it's worth it. Reeves, I heard a very familiar laugh during yesterday's podcast. I knew it was Cindy. I just wanted to let you and the entire Garage Logic community know that Cindy is still a diehard Minnesota sports fan. I shared yesterday's podcast with her. We were coworkers, but she is now retired. You have not watched a true fan until you have watched a game with Cindy. She would be moving her chair closer and closer to the television, yelling, "Get him! Get him! Get him!" when the Vikings were playing or the Wolves. You can always feel her passion and her love for sports. So I tagged Cindy on yesterday's Garage Logic Facebook post. I think she would love to be contacted. I think she misses Saturday morning sports talk with Patrick and Joe so much. She is a very special lady to me. She and I are from Kenny's neck of the woods in the Alexandria area. Sincerely, Nancy W. Well, Nancy, I'm going to take it one step further. Wait. Further is in addition to farther is time. Yes, further, Nancy. Thank you so much for your email. I'll be responding to you shortly. And I thought, you know what? With the best of here today, it's sports theme. We have Timberwolves fever with them taking on the Denver Nuggets at home tomorrow night. Let's replay that segment that we saved from years ago when Cindy called in to Sports Talk to talk a little hoops with Joe and Patrick. I hope you enjoy the best of Garage Logic.
Would you like to turn to basketball with rural Minnesota's own Cindy, who is an NBA expert?
Sure.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Joe. It's nice to hear you guys together again. Well, we don't have many days.
It's only been 30 years.
Yeah, we hadn't been together since yesterday, Cindy.
Oh, well, I listened to part of it yesterday. But, Patrick, you laid an egg. The Wolves looked pretty darn good last night.
Yeah, I picked them to get beat. They did look good last night, but then again, they're 8-8 and got a good game out of Josh Howard, which surprised me.
Well, you know, you had said he was a washed-up player. I am getting more and more excited over Chavez. I think that he's really an all-star in the making.
I like some things about him, but this is not an easy league to be an all-star in, ma'am. There's only 12 of them in each conference, so it's there's no rule that you have to have one from each team. But he's been better than I thought. I'll admit that. But they got to get Kirilenko back here. You better hope that back is not is indeed spasms and isn't something else, a herniated disc or something.
Right. But I think that, like last night, the spacing was good. That's what has been bad at times.
Right.
The spacing was good. The shooting was good.
Mm-hmm. Spacing?
It's good spacing.
Spacing. It's where they are on the floor.
Uh-huh.
And not getting all clogged up in the paint of the lane. And, the spacing was good last night.
Honest to God. This isn't real.
This is real.
This is not real.
Spacing.
Busted on down, Cindy.
Okay.
Timberwolves granny.
They have to, that's been one of
the. You can't just go over and stand next to the other guy, right?
Spacing.
You gotta get away from him.
That's right.
Do they move their feet?
Yes, they moved their feet, they moved the ball, and they got good spacing, and they hit shots.
What Schved? Is he a one, a two, a three? What is he?
He's kind of a multiple.
Uh-huh.
He can play some one, but he's basically a two. He's
basically a two.
Yeah,
he could play point two.
Yeah, but a point's a four, right?
No, he's a one.
Points a one.
Well, let's see how we do tonight.
All right, against those hated Celtics. Thank you, dear.
Hey, I got one question for you, both of you.
Yeah.
Are the Lakers on the way out?
Joe, you go first.
Well.
Yeah, you go first, Joe.
It's funny you should ask me that.
Yeah.
Because I see that Kobe Bryant is the official spokesman for Turkish Airlines. And that makes me think his attention is divided.
Oh, I see. And isn't it interesting that after Kobe told Powell to put on his big boy pants, he had tendonitis in both knees last night.
Powell had tendonitis in both knees?
Yeah, Powell did last night.
Okay, I didn't watch the game.
Yeah, he sat on the bench.
Powell.
I sure wish he had an L on his name. It'd be a hell of a lot easier.
Is that an AU or a W?
That's PAU.
It ain't PAW. Yeah.
It's PAU.
How's my paw?
Yeah. All right.
Okay,
hang in there, Cindy.
The Celtics tonight.
Yeah, you never want to miss these.
Are you working tonight?
No, I'm off.
Okay. All right, goodbye.
Thanks. I hate her, Cindy.
You know, I know, I won't tell you where she works, but I know where she works.
You
do? And it's I've met her, and she's great. And she works in a facility, I just put it that way, where there are many, many televisions. And whether the people there like it or not, they watch basketball.
They watch the Wolves.
Because it's on, and she makes sure it's on in every television.
Every corner she goes to, she wants to be able to see the game.
Right. You know, Patrick, the Wolves play the Celtics tonight, and former Timberwolf Darko Milicic is now a member of the Celtics, correct?
Yes, but he hardly ever plays.
Well, that's the problem. I think he's the first professional basketball player to officially play the six.
Yes, which is
he's a six.
Way down there on the bench.
He's playing the six.
And there was about 2 weeks ago, there was a story that he wanted to go back to Europe and play. And
sure.
He wanted out of his deal with the Celtics.
So he can smoke on the bench during the
game. That's right. Oh. That is good. So what's the Turkish Airlines deal? That's just a little nugget you knew about the NBA and you didn't know.
I was waiting to drop that.
You thought you could throw Cindy off her game.
I saw an ad in the Wall Street Journal or something. It's Kobe for Turkish Airlines.
Yeah, well, next time I fly to Istanbul, I know what I'll...
City I'd love to go to.
Spacing.
Yep. Really?
Yeah. I wonder what the spacing is in those Turkish prisons.
I got a hunch you don't want to go there in the summer, right? Might be a little.
Well, I think right now I probably wouldn't go. I'd need more stability in the Middle East.
Right.
Yeah.
That's one of the first things you check for if you're going to another country.
You know what? I'm willing to make a deal right now with the higher power.
There it is.
Let me live
long
until
enough.
There's stability in the. I'll be 712.
Is Egypt the most classic case you've ever seen in your life of be careful what you wish for?
Yes, that's right.
You might get it.
You know what I said? I think it was right here on the airwaves. Bring back the dictators.
Yep.
Yeah. It was stability.
The Middle East was a lot better off when we had dictators, including the one in Iraq, because Iran wouldn't be so, they wouldn't be so giddy right now if we still had the guy in Iraq.
646-825-5877-615-1500. Will A.J. Pierzynski re-sign with the White Sox? This and many other questions to be solved here in just a moment.
Warm, sunny days are calling, and it's time to fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. You'll feel and look better for summer thanks to the chef-crafted meals from Factor, with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. 35 different meals with more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week. Factor's meals are fresh, never frozen, dietitian approved, and ready to heat in just 2 minutes. The ingredients are restaurant quality, featuring premium ingredients like my favorite filet mignon, shrimp, or blackened salmon. From breakfast to dessert, stay fueled with easy, nutritious options. Choose from 6 menu preferences from Factor to help you manage calories, maximize protein intake, and simply eat well balanced. Head to factormeals.com/garagelogic50 and use code garagelogic50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code garage Logic 50 at factormeals.com/garagelogic50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Well, the winter that never was is finally over. The 21sters definitely won one this year. But that means the crabgrass and weeds are likely coming early, very early. Summer might just come early and cancel out spring altogether. So if you want the best lawn on the block, you've got to go with our friends at ProfessionalTurf.com, a Minnesota lawn care company we've had since 1982. Don't be sending that lawn care renewal contract back to that company that did lousy work last year. Go with the company that we at Garage Logic use, the company that has service techs with over 20 years of experience who service the same routes every year, so they really get to know your lawn. Schedule a free in-person lawn care analysis and estimate right now at ProfessionalTurf.com, and then get ready to have the best lawn on the block. ProTurf, exceptional lawn care, landscape, and irrigation service. Check them out. ProfessionalTurf.com.
Welcome back to the best of Garage Logic. Reavers here in the GL Podcast Studios, and it's been a few minutes since I've heard that segment from Sydney. Oh man, those were the days back when we used to take calls just like that. And then I thought, you know what? As long as I went down this rabbit hole, let's have a sports talk related call centric theme, because this was, as I stumbled upon the Cindy segment, I also stumbled upon this one, and it's truly what made that show great back in the radio days with Joe and Patrick, because it was basically open phone Friday all the time. And some people, oh, I should say this, most people were in on the bit. They knew that Joe and Pat were there to talk a little sports, but mostly, you know, just spitball with one another. But there were a select few that would call in, that would stumble upon the old legendary 1500 ESPN, that thought it was a break it down, die hard sports segment. And those sometimes were the best calls because they weren't in on the bit. And this was one of them, with a young man, I believe he was from New Jersey, that wanted to break down what Joe and Pat thought about the NFL draft. I hope you enjoy the best of Garage Logic.
Will?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I think we have to make a move right now to try to strike a deal with Cleveland for the 4th overall pick in the draft.
Why?
I think we have to take Khalil at 3 to shore up that line, to shore up the step side of the line.
They're going
and then
to.
I think our main focus has to immediately shift to the defensive side of the ball. I think for too long we've been just, you know, scabbing up our secondary, not going out and making the correct moves at safety or cornerback. So I think right now is a very important period in which we can.
Why would Cleveland want to trade? Who are we going to give Cleveland for their 4th overall pick?
Well, I was thinking, since we got the Childress tie already there, and he probably, you know, is more familiar with our roster than anybody else out there, He kind of has like a free pickings of what player he'd like to add to it. But what I was suggesting was we'd give our second round pick, which is the 35th overall. Mind you, Cleveland already has another first round pick in this in the draft.
Yeah.
So they'll pick 22 overall. Now, if we give them our 35th overall, which is the second rounder, they also have a 37th already.
What's that got to do with
it? At the end of one going into two.
You haven't got...
also throwing in an additional...
Hey!
And a possible three.
How about the fourth? How about the fourth? How come... I still ask you the same question. Why are they going to give us their fourth pick?
Huh? Well, because I think it puts them in a better position, you know, being that they already have one first rounder this year, they'll already be set with two first rounders next year, and they can get somebody from our roster that Chile might be familiar with and might contribute right away, like let's say maybe a Toby Gerhardt, being that they're lacking a running back.
Are you from Anoka?
Okay, thank you.
Or possibly Joe Webb, being they just re-signed Sage Robinson.
They're gonna give you the fourth overall pick for a deal that includes Joe Webb. What do you think?
Not just Joe Webb.
They all completely.
Well, I think it's a good idea myself.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Holy cow.
Jersey.
Was it satire?
No, he was just as passionate off. I said, okay, hang on. You can get to it. Save it for the air. He was just as excited off the air.
Boy, does he know his foot buck.
He knows who's got what picks next year in the second round. I think Chile, being in Cleveland now and knowing the Viking roster, probably doesn't want any of them after what happened to him in 2010.
Here's another one. Let's see if we can luck out again.
Yes.
Dave?
Yeah.
You're on.
I want to piggyback on what that guy said. Thinking Chile still wants T-Jack.
Yes.
We do a three-way deal.
We get T-Jack.
We send him T-Jack. We get the four overall from Cleveland, like he was saying, like my guy from Jersey was saying.
Yes.
And then you listen to me.
Yeah, I'm listening.
We send him second and third round picks this year.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
People were breaking it down like this today.
Oh, God, it reminds me of the time we had the guy on from San Antonio. He said he bought the Vikings, and we almost lost it.
Buck Harvey.
Buck Harvey, yeah.
So Joe Webb goes to Seattle for T-Jack.
I guess.
Who Chili loves.
Yeah.
About 6 years ago, Chili loved him. But and then we give him the two and the three for the four.
Uh-huh.
Second and third rounder for the four. Joe's real simple.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That last guy, he seemed a little more...
Normal or abnormal?
Well, no. He just seemed a little more concise than the other fella. Uh-huh. I do... I would hope we're going to preserve the call there.
The second one or the first one? Rook, save them both.
I can't. I don't know that. I don't know that I could follow it, even if I, you know, listen.
I'm a
to
radio
it again.
Professional. I recognize the second one,
Jersey,
but I didn't know the first
one.
No,
I'm pretty good with math. I wonder if we could kind of diagram what he had in mind.
You might be able to. Mm. I will not take any chance at that.
All right. Well, you know, I feel sorry for the guy.
Hey, I meant to tell you something or ask you something.
Yeah.
You guys still hear from the general?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
About every other Saturday.
Good.
But I feel sorry for the guy. He's
the first guy?
Obviously from the East Coast.
Right.
Jersey?
Where you call Sports Talk Radio.
Right.
And you say stuff like that.
Right.
You call Philly Sports Talk Radio and they say, no, I don't, I think, you know.
Yeah.
I feel it. And all of a sudden he's in town, he's running through the dial, he happens to...
This is kind of benign, isn't it?
Somehow he figures sports stations are on the AM dial, so he finds us and he calls in and says, how do you get the number, though?
Well, we've given it out about 40 times a day.
Okay. Yeah,
well,
you know, he's probably scouring the web.
All right.
Okay.
We're going to resume this football talk against my better judgment in just a moment.
You know, the investment game can be awfully tricky, especially in these volatile times. And that's why you need the best. And also somebody that you can trust. And that's why I rely on Josh Arnold. We know him as Mr. Money Talk around these parts. And he's here for you. So give him a call today for that free 48-minute, no-obligation consultation by dialing 952-925-5608. 952-925-5608. Josh has been at this a long time with a track record of success, and he's here to help you. So give him a call today. No obligation. That's right. No obligation. It's absolutely free. 952-925-5608. And tell them you heard about them here on the Garage Logic Podcast.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Chris Reavers is a paid endorser.
Normally, my friends at North American Banking Company would be bringing you John Haidt and his award-nominated newscast each and every day here in Garage Logic, but because it's a best of Garage Logic, North American Banking Company is just going to provide you this next great segment featuring great call-ins and segments from our sports talk days in honor of our friend Cindy and her beloved Minnesota Timberwolves. And don't forget, check them out online, nabankco.com, to learn more. They are the best. It's North American Banking Company. And a lot of the segments that were always great were the impromptu ones on the legendary days of sports talk. And this one included all of the crew. That was Patrick trying to trying to tell us a joke. It's one of my personal favorites. I hope you enjoy.
I saw them tweet out a picture of the show today, though.
Yep.
Doogie was with them.
Oh, boy.
And when the photo was sent out, Doogie wasn't talking. That was one of the big upsets.
That's not possible. That's not possible. Right? Some kind of scoop.
Quite the shocking upset.
I hate to pull you away from this fascinating topic, but I just tried the paint joke on my son, 16. Mm-hmm. Right away, answered right away.
Did he really?
Blue paint.
Really?
Blue paint. He knew it.
Because all paint smells the same.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I was confused.
Yeah, that's probably because he's been told it in a high, in school.
It's the people he runs away with, this 16-year-old.
Well, I'm calling on the way home tonight and try to deliver it.
I think you need to.
I think you didn't have to write it down on a piece of paper. Yes, I think you should be able to remember that.
Did you write the joke down or
just
to
blue
call?
Paint. I just wrote blue paint.
And that'll help you enough.
That'll help me remember.
What I'd like to see is you looking for that stupid piece of paper in one of your 20 pockets.
Hold on. Get the redhead over. What's your name again?
Do you want a mine or what? Are you just here for the pull? What's going on?
As I'm driving along, people will think I'm playing Pokemon.
Kid, I got this question for you. Yes. What? It's upside down. How do? Let me put my glasses on here. Hey, don't run away. Hang on. How does blue paint smell like red paint? Because it's blue. See you later. Get out of here,
kids.
Why does it smell the same? Is that the joke? I don't get it. Maybe I wrote it down wrong.
You know how many jokes I tell a year? Three.
Are you a good joke teller?
No. He is
not really.
Why? Why? Because you want to get to the point?
Because he's a bad waiter.
You have the patience. Yeah. Joe can tell a joke and say, and the guy's on the course and he's sitting there and he's telling, and kind of paint a little picture.
Royce, halfway through, he just gives up and throws in the punchline.
Kenny, you going to the soccer game tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to be there. I've got front row tickets.
Kenny, I like ones about Jewish guys, and you can't tell those in polite company anymore. So,
are you comfortable?
Muhammad, Muhammad asking Sid, what's the difference between a Jew and a canoe? I can't tell that joke, so
you can't
tell it. So what good does it do? Can't tell
probably
it in public.
Best.
Two guys go down in the garment district in New York.
Yes.
A guy went down. He got hit by a car. Another came up to him and said, "Here, I'll put my coat under your head while we wait for the ambulance. Are you comfortable?" He says, "I'm making a nice living."
That's not a bad joke.
You know what, Royce? You were right. This is the worst show on radio.
Hey, Billy, come over here. I wrote this one on, too. There's a guy that makes clothes out in New York. He tripped on the guy tripped him, so he's laying down, and he's comfortable, and the guy says, I'm just trying to make a living. No, I don't. Maybe I wrote this one down wrong, too.
Yeah. Alex writes via email, he says, I don't know whatever the opposite of a Marconi is, but you guys earned it today.
We earned it every day.
Lady, the search for the game logs was really good radio.
Yeah.
You know what? It's really unfortunate. I wasn't trying to be funny. I wasn't trying to do any. I couldn't find the damn thing.
But that's every
right
day.
Right by the game log. It's right below that.
And I'll peel back the curtain. I had it sitting in front of you, but yeah. Watching my guy twist in the wind was just great.
Here's what we don't know. Is it a function of your incompetence or the slow computer?
Both.
No, the computer was there. I just didn't know
your incompetence.
I don't think it's incompetence. I think he just isn't interested. I don't think he's interested in helping.
I thought my June 6th, even though it wasn't the truth.
It was close enough.
You know, Pat ran with it. He's like, hey, he's been up here 9 weeks.
Well, because it was June 1st that he came back, so you were close.
Pretty darn close enough.
Well, here's a stat of the day.
Yeah. Here we go.
Kepler's got 11 more RBIs than Joe Mount.
Oh, yeah, poor Joe. I think we should just leave him alone.
But he's trotting in ahead of Kepler a lot.
He is.
Did I hear that Kraut is leading the league?
Rookies,
home run.
Major league baseball. Yeah.
What about home runs? Where's he sitting there?
Rookies, he's first.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Nice.
Might be our sixth rookie of the year for the Minnesota Twins.
You diehards are going to peddle this guy, aren't you? You want to send him down the road?
No. I want to keep this kid. Are you kidding me?
Who would peddle this kid?
We want more Germans. Yeah, more Germans.
You need more guys
that are... They got discipline, those Germans.
Joe, don't ask me that question like I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's right. Say, why don't we take a time out here and be back shortly?
I think that's a damn fine idea.
But no. Make it a long... Wrong one.
But now the Pope smokes dope. God gave him the grass. The Pope smokes dope.
He likes a smoking man. The Pope smokes dope. He's a groovy head. The Pope smokes dope. The Pope smokes dope.
Right. Now, in doing research,
David
Peel did the song, and as Johnny pointed out, this was produced by John Lennon and Yoko in 1972.
Oh, really? I don't like it.
I knew there was a Lennon connection, but I couldn't remember what it was.
Who was David Peel,
just a
Johnny.
British fella.
Just nothing.
Probably Lennon's pot dude.
Yeah, right.
Boys.
He was busy.
Boys. Yes. We are fact-based.
All right, let's go.
The vessel in which incense is burned during a religious ceremony is called a thurible.
Well, I wouldn't have gotten that one.
And
right.
An altar boy who carries it is called the thurifer.
I was a thurifer until I got tossed out of altar boys.
A thurible, T-H-U-R-I-B-L-E, thurible. Mm.
At the head shops, they just call them incense incense boats.
Yeah. Mm. Well, it's it. Okay.
Well, speaking of music, there's been a couple.
I think
of...
we could be in trouble for that.
No, the Pope's got
I'm
a
talking
sense.
Theologically speaking.
Oh, this guy's got a sense of humor.
The previous guy, when the old German was running things,
I was a little more nervous.
You're worried about a mortal getting in trouble with a mortal? If I were you, I would be looking to the heavens and worried about getting in trouble with him.
Well, I ain't worried about
Kenny,
that.
Kenny, I keep telling you, I got the 9 first Fridays. I got that
Plus
in my pocket. I got that in my pocket, the
we
9 first Cardinal. Fridays.
Yeah.
The 9 first Fridays. Yeah. The promise was if you... received the sacrament of communion on 9 consecutive first Fridays of the month, you would have a chance on your deathbed to repent.
Achieve total consciousness.
Basically. Yes, to repent.
What you're saying
and
is...
And if they're lying about that, they're lying about everything.
So that's basically, right. You bought your way out of it.
Well, yeah. No, my mother made me go to about 400 first Fridays in a row.
A couple of deaths in the music world.
That's all carbon trading is, by the way. It's plenary indulgence. You're paying to sin.
You're absolutely right.
A couple of deaths in the music world the last couple of days.
Uh-oh.
Jerry Goffin, prolific lyricist, who with his then wife and songwriting partner Carol King wrote tons of hits, died Thursday at his home in L.A. With Carol King, he wrote, among other tunes, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, Up on the Roof, Oof-da. The Love of Emotion, One Fine Day, and literally dozens.
He was
How about Pleasant Valley Sunday?
He could crank them out. He was the king of Tin Pan Alley.
Crying in the Rain by the Everly Brothers.
Yeah. How long were he and Carol hitched?
They got unhitched before she had her big hitch.
Yeah, I think early 70s. Early on. Yeah, because wasn't her, wasn't Tapestry 72,
mm-hmm.
John? I was thinking 70, but I could
was
be
it?
Wrong. I could
oh.
be wrong.
She could write a song, too.
Oh, though, she was so good, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes, she could.
Jerry Goffin, by the way, was 75.
But Carol's still with us. We don't have to.
Yeah, no, her she's fine.
Yeah.
The one that I'm sorry, Kenny, that I made Kenny depressed with.
This is really sad.
Also depressed me. One of the great jazz pianists and composers has died, Horace Silver. Died at his home in New Jersey. He'd been in deteriorating health for several years. Back in 1953, Silver and drummer Art Blakey teamed up to form the Jazz Messengers, one of the most influential groups in jazz. Now, he had a profound impact on musicians everywhere. You might recognize this one. This was stolen by a rock band, this little motif here. This is Horace's song, For My Father.
Well, Steely Dan.
Well, that's correct, yes. They stole that motif for...
Well, they didn't steal it. They used it.
Did they pay for it?
Oh, I'm sure they did.
No, they actually did not pay for it.
Really?
Yes, I've done research on that.
Wow, how do you get away with that?
However, they complimented Horace Silver every chance they got.
Yeah.
You want to play
warmest personal regards.
Yes. And most of the music or the opinions I've read about it said had Horace wanted to, but apparently they were friends with Horace.
Is that Ricky
Silver.
Don't Lose That Number?
Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
Boy, that's...
Yeah.
That's fairly blatant.
Yes. They apparently were friends with Horace Silver, so he didn't mind and probably was very, he thought that was nice.
Yeah, that's what I always thought it was.
And,
that they were in love with each other.
Is that from Asia?
No, that's from Pretzel Logic.
Pretzel Logic.
Yeah. That was as reading today, I saw that was their biggest hit. I thought songs from Asia were bigger than that. I thought Pig was bigger than that.
Me too.
Deacon Blues.
You don't like them too much, do you, John?
Steely Dan, possibly, aside from the Beatles, my favorite band.
Yeah, that's right.
His first gig was with Stan Getz. I mean, his first gig of note, and then shortly thereafter, he left. But
did Art Blakey ever play with Miles Davis?
Oh, many times, They recorded a number of
times.
Did
he do Miles' famous album, Kind of Blue?
No.
Okay.
That was not Art. That was, I forget.
Yeah. But he was in the Jazz Messengers.
All right, let's get back on brand.
Well, but wait a minute. You guys are failing to recall their best hit ever.
Okay.
Tiger's good.
That hurts.
Oh, they didn't.
Tiger's going to play at Congressional next week.
Oh, we had that last
time. All right. Okay.
Do you think he'll play in the British?
Oh, hell yes. Yeah. Okay. He's back.
Horace Silver was 85. By
played with Coleman Hawkins, Lester Young. He was incredible.
Wrote some great songs, wonderful songs. So, The Preacher, Song for My Father.
He kind of flaked out there towards the end, but in the late 90s, wasn't it, where he started recording those inspirational things? That was kind of weird on his own label.
They were. He also did some vocal ones in the
70s. Yeah, and they were really kind of
bland. Glad to hear you say that, Kenny, because one of my Twitter rules is... If you send out inspirational messages, I block you.
Oh, absolutely. So. I stand behind that 100%.
Anyone who starts the day with a little like...
Those positive notes. God, they
block,
make me so angry.
A goal in which everyone has their own conversation.
Patrick, my inspirational phrase is, nothing makes me happier than hate.
You know what I read today? You know what I read today?
What?
Negative people are the most efficient at their job.
Yes.
Yep.
Wow.
We must be getting a hell of a lot of content.
Embrace the hate.
Welcome, love the hate, man.
Welcome to Krabby Coffee.
And a funeral director.
You said you wanted one cup.
You wanted one, lady?
You want one cup?
Here's your one cup right here.
In Great Britain, or Australia, I'm sorry, a funeral director had to store the body of a 441-pound man in her car overnight because the hospital morgue refused to accept the corpse for being too fat.
Oh, my.
Joanne Cummings
said... What's she supposed to do, throw him out on a curb?
She said she had to drive her hearse to her home in northwest Australia 2 hours away with the corpse in back. Oh, God.
Did Richard ever have one that was too big to get in the hall?
Nah, I don't want to tell this. We did have to struggle a little to get a gal out of the basement house once, but that's a famous folder story.
Is her family still living there?
Yeah, they're still.
Okay, let's not do it. No, the small town folk don't have our sense of humor.
It would involve
taking down a wall,
involve the fire department, and turning sideways.
Oh, and in the Royce Mobile is playing.
Oh, I don't stop and shoot a peasant.
A pheasant, not a peasant.
What happened to the fat guy? Where is he now, in the morgue?
She was able. God. She had to keep her air conditioning on in her car, and then she was able the next day to buy a case that was refrigerated to put him in. I wanted to point out, though, speaking of musical diversity, we went from sweating. the Pope Smoke Stove to Horace Silver to Steely Dan to She's Too Fat for Me.
Okay. It's kind of my musical test.
All right.
Very good, fellas. Just a moment.
Renewal by Anderson would usually bring you This Day in History, but the Lymans don't trust me with that particular topic, so I will have to just say I'm sorry that we're going to miss. I know you are usually looking forward to This Day in History, but you're going to have to wait till tomorrow when we are back right here in the GL Podcast Studios. I would also like to remind all of you that, hey, don't forget, if you aren't a fan yet or a subscriber yet, you should join the thousands of GLers that have found us on YouTube. All you got to do is search for Garage Logic Podcast. I got to go. I got to get over to Target Field. First pitch is just a few minutes away, and I'm late. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed, yes, an abbreviated, but the best of Garage Logic. We will see you or hear you or what? I don't know what I'm saying. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It is time once again that we check in with our guy, Mr. Money Talk. Josh Arnold is with us once again here in Garage Logic, and now is the time for you to do the same. So do not delay. Do exactly what I did and pick up that phone and dial 952-925-5608. That number once again is 952-925-5608. You call that number, you get Josh, and he is there for you for that free, yes, I use the word free, 48-minute financial consultation with absolutely zero obligation. And he will always give you the straight talk. He will never give you sugar-coated advice. And he is on the line with us once again here in Garage Logic. And Josh, it still continues to be all about the guidance, doesn't it?
Earnings guidance. We're past the midpoint, Chris, of earnings season. And it's been, as usual, fast and furious. We've had the big guns in the last several weeks reporting their numbers, including Microsoft, Google, Meta, or known as Facebook, Amazon, and Apple, as well as Microsoft reporting. The only one of the Magnificent Seven not to report is NVIDIA, and they'll be coming in a couple weeks. The big guns, gotta say, for the most part, beat the estimates that analysts had. And that would even include the whisper numbers. And again, for the most part, raised their guidance. And the stocks moved upward. Well, in some cases, not a lot, but in others, a lot. Case in point, favorite Amazon, which is my second largest position, my client's second largest position. Amazon has had a huge reversal from 2022, when it lost almost 50% of its value because its Amazon Web Services was seen as not growing. Last year, this year, now we've seen Amazon Web Services returning to growth. Plus, it has artificial intelligence, and the e-commerce part of Amazon is running on all cylinders. Plus, Amazon's advertising business has been picking up immeasurably and had growth in revenues close to 24%. That is big stuff. And lastly, Amazon has shown the ability to cut costs, which, of course, increase margins. The result, Amazon hits a new high today at $190 a share, and large and small investors are saying we have to have a piece of Amazon's business. I heard a commentator on TV this morning say Amazon is the new Apple. Well, I don't think Amazon's the new Apple, but Amazon is doing well, and it is an example of a stock moving up on good earnings and an upbeat guy. Favorite Apple. Same thing when they reported, beat the number, top line, bottom line. Didn't sell as many iPhones, or the revenues in the iPhone sales line were not as good as had been expected, but services were up big, and China did surprise analysts on the positive side. And lastly, of course, you saw Apple announce a $110 billion buyback. On the other hand, some smaller growthier names, whether it be Shopify, Roblox, a favorite of mine and a position that my clients have, Airbnb, did not do, they did very well in terms of their earnings report, but their guidance for the next quarter was not up to snuff. These stocks got hit and hit hard. Point of this is really that if you're investing in some of the growth-oriented stocks or even value-oriented names, it's not just how the companies have performed in the last quarter, it's what the expectation is for the coming quarter and for the balance of the year. So something to pay attention to. And if you're in a name, as I am in Airbnb, or if you're looking at any particular name, do a little bit of research as I do. Listen to the earnings call or read the earnings call transcript. And that will help you make a decision on a stock, particularly after it's gotten knocked down.
Excellent advice, as always, Mr. Money Talk. You heard him, GLers. Now is the time for you to pick up the phone and make the call for that free 48-minute financial consultation by dialing 952-925-5608, where you always get straight talk and never, ever sugar-coated advice. Josh, as always, thank you so much for the time and the chat. Have a great rest of your day, a fantastic weekend, and we will talk to you again next week.
Look forward to it.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Chris Reavers is a paid endorser.